I've never done a questionnaire before, and this one looked really fun. Not too revealing, if you know what I mean, in terms of personal information. So, yeah, here we go. 17 questions for 2017. Number 1. What part of your body turns you on the most? I think that would be breasts. They are pretty nice. Number 2. Would you prefer to receive or give a nice sensual rub down? Actually, neither. I think I will be bored pretty soon and, you know, would want to proceed to something more intense. Number 3. What's your favorite body part on your partner? I think that would be arms, shoulders and chest. The region. Neck too. Number 4. What meal can your partner make for you that would make you fall in lust with them immediately? Actually, anything that wasn't cooked by me is a huge deal. So, I'll take anything. Number 5. If you could choose a tattoo for your partner, what would it be and where would you have them put it? I'm not really a tattoo person, and my partner's body is his sacred ground or something, so it is not my place to decide this kind of thing. Number 6. Ever had a one-night stand? No, I haven't. I'm boring. Number 7. If you went lingerie shopping with your partner, what would you pick for them to wear and why? I'm not really into lingerie on men, so just some nice tight briefs will be fine. I like things that are tight, that cling, you know, to see the better what's underneath. Number 8. What is your hottest X-rated fantasy? Recently I have been in this mood for gangbangs, to group sex and orgies. Well, not rapey gangbangs, but happy, friendly, nice. That'd be rough and intense and crazy, but consensual and nice. Orgy. Really big, friendly and fun, where everybody's healthy and everybody's happy and nobody, you know, just stands in the corner, neglected and forgotten, but all, you know, happily come together and drink wine and chat and have a good time in any way they want. Groups, pairs, threesomes, everything. Everything. All at once. Number 9. Where is the most adventurous place you've ever had sex? That would be a wood. Wilderness. Legit wilderness. Like, far, far away. What's more, it was at night. It was not as idyllic as one may have hoped, because the insects and roots and pine needles and pretty chilly too. Anyway, we had the best time. It was really fun. We had the best time. Number 10. What is your best oral method? I think my best oral method would be keeping things new all the time. Different things, one after another, and without any particular order, so that the partner won't be able to predict what's coming next. A lot of different things. But that's only for the beginning, because later in the game, you just want to make them feel really good. And you just have to stop fooling around and concentrate just on the very, very basic technique to give them what they need. So that would be a lot of different fancy, fun stuff in the beginning and just going at it in the end. Number 11. What can or does your partner do orally that always gets you going? Neck kisses. Neck kisses are a big thing. Also, French kisses that are really deep and forceful and just primal. Like with neck and hair grabbing and just going at it. It's the best. Number 12. Do you like spooning? Either big or little spoon. I like it. I am the little spoon. Number 13. Who is on top? You or your partner? My partner. I love it when the man is on top. Where he, you know, pins me down and crushes me under his weight and can, you know, really hold me so that I just relax and have a good time. I love to feel the weight and the strength and Number 14. Do you like loud or quiet sex? Do you enjoy your partner being vocal? Yes. As loud as, you know, would be sane. Not like crazy loud, but reasonably loud is better than quiet. Number 15. What is your preference? Ass or tits? I would say ass on men and breasts on women. Meaning, heterosexually speaking, I'm an ass woman, and if we are talking about girls, then breasts all the way. Number 16. Do you enjoy watching your partner masturbate for you? Yes, very much so. Number 17. Do you like dirty talk during sex? If so, give us an example of something you or your partner might say. I do like dirty talk during sex a lot, like exploring some fantasies, just talking about them in detail. But basic stuff is just as good, maybe better, because you don't want to get distracted from the main event and to get too, you know, wordy stuff. Example. Something like that. That was the last question. It was fun. Not too scary. There it is.